Morning, Sarah. The chair is empty. The TV is off. The voice sounds familiar, but I can't place it. Hello? I ask. I'm over here. I turn my head. I see the prison. Okay, we'll work on it, says the woman's voice. The woman then materializes in my mother's chair, and it's Heidi, Ben's mom. That's a bit odd. I wouldn't expect her to take time out of her day to visit me. Maybe she has something to tell me about Charlie in school. God, I hope he's not in trouble. So you don't get enough of me at Before the Bell? She asks, smiling. I return the smile, but I don't understand what we're happy about. Heidi, thanks so much for coming to see me. No need to thank me, I'm just doing what the board says. You're my 11 o'clock. Huh? I'm your OT. Again. Huh? Your occupational therapist, this is what I do. Oh! The scrubs, the purple Crocs, the photo ID hung on the end of the lanyard around her neck. I always assumed she was some kind of nurse, but never asked what she did or where she worked. How are you doing? She asks. Good. She stares at me, waiting, like I'm a troubled teen denying that the drugs are mine. I have a traumatic brain injury, my head is shaved, I can't walk because I have no idea where my left leg is, and she's here because she's my occupational therapist, and I'm her 11 o'clock. Good isn't even close to a real answer. Actually, not so good. I don't want to be here. I don't want to have this condition. I just want to go home. Hey, I don't want you here either. As much as I like having the chance to finally get to know you better, I'd rather do that in my living room over a bottle of wine. I smile, appreciating Heidi's kindness, but only for the slightest moment because now I'm too busy expanding on how not so good I am. I've missed so much work, so many important deadlines. I have to get back to work and my kids. Charlie's struggling in school, and I miss tucking Lucy into bed and Linus. I really have to get back home. My voice starts to crack when I say Lucy's name, and it splits wide open when I get to Linus. Tears are rolling down my face, and I don't even try to stop them. Heidi hands me a tissue. I want my life back. We'll get you back. You gotta stay positive. I saw Charlie and Lucy yesterday before school, and they're doing fine. Have they seen you yet? They're coming today for the first time. It's been 2.5 weeks since the accident, and Bob said that Charlie and Lucy have started asking, "When is Mommy coming home from work?" I wish I knew. I also wish they didn't have to see me here, like this, bald and disabled in a rehabilitation hospital, but I can't wait any longer to see them. Good. And I just met your mom. She's so sweet. She wanted to know where she could go buy you a hat. Of course she did. Where did you tell her? I sent her to the Prue. Did she ask for the address? Yep, she's all set. She's something. So we're going to retrain you to pay attention to the left. Ready to get to work? Yes. I blow out a deep breath. Can you tell me what time it is? She asks. 11 o'clock. And how do you know that? Because you told me I'm your 11 o'clock? She laughs. I'm going to have to be on my toes with you. I'm actually running a little behind today. Can you tell me how late I am? I don't see a clock in here. Well, you're wearing a beautiful watch. Oh, yeah. My Cartier watch, platinum, crown set with round cut diamonds and Roman numerals on the face. Can you tell me what it says? I can't find it. Can you feel it on your wrist? No. How did you put it on? My mother did it for me. Okay, let's find your watch. She gets up and appears to leave the room, but I don't hear the open and close of the door. I wait for her to say something. She doesn't. You smell like coffee, I say. Good, you knew I was still here. I'd kill for a coffee right now. There's a Dunkin' Donuts in the lobby. You tell me what time it is, and I'll go get you one. I inhale her coffee smell again, and my heart pumps a little faster in anticipation as I imagine the weight of an extra-large styrofoam cup warm in my hand, filled to the top with heavenly vanilla latte. Where the heck is my watch? I'm sitting on your left. Can you see me? No. Follow my voice. Keep going. Past the TV. I can't. There isn't anything past the TV. That coffee was so good, she says, teasing me with her breath on my face. I try to visualize the coffee aroma emanating out from Heidi as a visible vapor trail. I'm a cartoon mouse sniffing out a huge piece of Swiss. I can't. Yes, you can. Follow my voice. Come on, look to the left. I feel like I'm looking at everything that's in the room. But I know you're in the room, so I can't be, but that's what it feels like. What I perceive and what I understand to be true are at war inside my head, fighting to the death, giving me a colossal headache. Or maybe I just need a colossal coffee. Okay, let's try some stimulation. Do you feel this? Yes. What does it feel like? Tapping. Good. What am I tapping? The back of my hand? The back of which hand? I look down at my right hand. My left? Good. Now try to look at where I'm tapping. I look down. My stomach bulges embarrassingly far onto my lap. I was hoping that since I apparently eat only half of the food on my plate, I might at least shed some pounds while I'm here. Even on the weirdest diet ever, I don't seem to be losing any weight. Sarah, you still with me? Look at what I'm tapping. I don't feel it anymore. Okay, let's change it up. How about now?